Dual Impressions. One album, two perspectives. Listen into our special feature episode as TCM reviewers J.F. Arnold and Nicholas Ahern go in on RMG's Welcome to the Family and Rayma Soul's Red.
Hey everyone, welcome to Dual Impressions. I'm J.F. Arnold and I've got Nick Ahern with me. Say hey.
Hey.
He is so obedient. I really like that about him.
And dude, I'm the feminine version of this group. What do you want?
I did not say that. And we are here to... You're going to derail me before we even start. That is not fair. We're here to... My gosh, Nick. We are here to talk about two different albums in one episode. This is a super episode, or it's a dual review.
We could just call it a soup episode, super episode.
Or we could say a dual impressions.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter what we call it, because here we are. We are going to be talking about RMG's recent release, Welcome to the Family. RMG is Reflection Music Group. That's this release is Pro, Canon, Tony Tillman, and Chad Jones. And then when we're done with that, we're gonna jump into Rayma Soul. I really hope I'm saying that right. Is that how you say that? Rayma Soul?
That's how I've been saying it. So if I'm wrong, then we're both wrong.
At least we'll be wrong together.
As a good couple should be.
You know what? That might be our theme for Dual Impressions. At least we'll be wrong together.
Exactly.
So that's what we're going to be talking about. Rayma Soul's album is called Red. It came out this week, right? It just came out on Tuesday. And RMG's album has been out for... Actually, since Tuesday as well, I think. Yeah, so it's actually... They're both pretty recent, so we're going to talk about them. We're going to jump right in with RMG. That's going to be the first album. I thought the album was good, but it took me a couple listens to get there. But I'm curious to see what Nick has to say.
Make me blush. I listened to the album twice all the way through. I think I might agree with you. It probably does get better the more you listen to it, but after listening to it twice, nothing quite changed for me. For me, the strongest track was the beginning and the end track. That's why I get it, which I think I actually listened to it 9 times. I gave it 4 stars, and the last one time, which I gave 4 stars.
Okay.
And those were, I'm noticing a really consistent pattern with me. I tend to really like that first song, and I tend to really like the last couple songs. Generally, the middle of the album, I tend to not enjoy as much.
Interesting.
I don't know why that is. I'll have to figure that out.
Well, if I can figure it out for you, I'll be sure to fix you.
Yes, please fix me. I will submit to your fixing.
I am really concerned about the things you're saying in this review. This album has a lot of people that I really like on it. I'm a fan of Pro. I'm a huge fan of Canon. I need to just throw that out there. We talked about this a little bit on our top 10 albums of last year. And when I wrote the review of his album, Blind World, I honestly felt like I was writing a really bad love letter, mostly because hip-hop reviews shouldn't be love letters, in spite of what Michael Wilds thinks, and I'm going to try and get a jab at him in every episode from now on, I think. So I'm a huge fan of Canon. I was less familiar with Tony Tillman, and I knew Chad Jones from a couple things, but he hadn't quite grabbed me as much as Pro and Canon had in the past. But I enjoyed watching them work together. That, to me, that was the greatest joy of this album. And obviously it's kind of the draw of it, right? Like putting these four guys on an album together and seeing what they do. But I felt like a lot of them played off of each other. Pro, in my opinion, has always been best with features. Whether he's featuring on someone's album or someone is on a track with him, he tends to be strongest then. And Canon just blazed up the entire album, and I thought it was awesome. And then Tillman surprised me. I hadn't really known anything about him, but I ended up enjoying his flow. But even though I like the album, I do have some qualms and some hesitancies. And one of them, you and I were talking about just before we actually started recording this, and that's the general pacing and sound of the album. While lyrically it tends to speed up or slow down, as far as the overall tone of the album, it tends to start to run together a bit more than you want. It's got sonic continuity throughout, but maybe to a fault.
Yeah, there's lots of times where I'll notice the song will start, and I'll be like, wait, didn't I listen to this? And I'll recheck, and it's like, nope, this has not been played yet. Well, that's odd. And I notice there's certain tracks that just sound very similar, at least in opening. And so it always throws me off when that happens. Because then I wonder, oh, did I just put this, you know, iTunes on repeat, you know?
Yeah, so the tracks you liked were Last Way, Get It, and One Time, or New One?
One Time.
Okay. So I actually enjoyed most of the tracks on this album, but there are two tracks that just did not do it for me. And one of them is actually the single. Geeked Up was actually the single. And so when I heard that before we reviewed the album, before I listened to it, I was like, really? I just wasn't feeling the track. It wasn't doing it for me. So I started listening to the album. I really enjoyed the intro. That's Why I Get It. And then Break Bread was good as well. And then Get Money comes on. And I'll be honest, I just did not like Get Money. And that's a kind of a strong statement for me, because I'm not you. And I don't say that I hate things very often. And I don't know that I hate it, but I certainly, like, will not be listening to that track. Just the way that the chorus went about, I found it to be repetitive and just not very sonically pleasing, which was sad because I enjoyed most of this album. But I think aside from Get Money and Geeked Up, I actually really ended up enjoying the album.
Yeah, it's like Get Money, I didn't like. Geeked Up, I wasn't blown away by it, but I noticed there was a series of, I gave, let's see, Somebody to Love, Guess You're Right, and The Cross. Each track got 3 stars out of 5 for me, which is, you know, pretty good for me. Straight in a row. The problem is, when you hit Paparazzi, that was one of the tracks it was not pleasing to me.
Which track?
I did not like Paparazzi.
Oh, okay, sorry.
It sounded like
stop playing.
Ow, God, that's loud.
Sorry, my bad. I hit the wrong button on my phone. This is why I shouldn't be allowed to have nice things.
Because you hurt the people you love? It hurts.
Yep.
We'll go okay. With that. Anyway, that Paparazzi, and there was a series of 1, 2, 3, 4. And basically, from Paparazzi to Starstruck, I disliked each one of those songs. And I listened to the album all the way through twice. But I had to re-listen to these songs a couple times to see maybe I'm, you know, like you said, if I'm missing something or it needs to grow on me. For some reason, that 5 stretch of songs from Paparazzi to Star Trek, I just did not like them.
Hmm.
Sonically, they just grated on me. The computer effect, I don't know. I'm gonna sound totally ignorant now, but the computer effects, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, yeah. On Does Not Compute, especially, there was a lot of that, like, altered voices stuff going on. And Does Not Compute is one of the tracks that the first time through, I remember just going, really? Like, is this happening? But the second time through, I enjoyed it, and it kept growing on me as I listened more and more.
I was waiting for Pac-Man to jump in on the chorus. That's all I was going to say.
I still thought it was a little overdone, but at the same time, I ended up appreciating it more than disliking it.
Well, I like the idea that they're going for. Like, you could do a lot of fun stuff with that, and, you know, like, maybe more along the lines of dubstep, which would be like Room of Soul did. But just listening to it, this is total personal preference. I just did not like listening to that song. And so, but then end Starstruck with Take It All Away. Like a really slow song. Like, you got the finger snapping and, you know, you got the female vocals and all that. I don't know. It was a complete change of pace from the computered up versions of the previous, like, 5 songs.
Yeah.
I really liked it. Really mellow, really kind of nice and slow. It's like, I mean, you know me, I love aggressive hip hop. But actually having that kind of jump in, I was like, oh, this is a nice change of pace, you know?
Yeah.
And so that helped me quite a bit.
Okay. Well, we're actually starting to run out of time for this album. You know what? I've never done 2 albums at the same time, and I know you haven't. So do you want to finish these off with our scores and paragraphs, or do you want to do Rema Soul and then do them all at the end?
Let's do them right now.
All right. Go ahead then.
All right, let's see. Overall, the album does not work for me sonically. And as in accordance with the genre of like mainstream hip-hop, it's still overdone, I think, sonically and technically. Lyrically, these guys are, like James said, really good. They're like a Christian Slaughterhouse, and I'm rethinking it in actually a good way. You know, they play off each other. You have Pro and you have Ken and all these guys, and they work. There's chemistry there. And their chemistry does shine through lyrically, and they speed up, they slow down. They have some really great tracks, like That's Why I Get It in One Time, and yeah, even Take It All Away is, you know, really nice change of pace. But overall, the album still sounds like it's trying too hard to be, and this is going to sound really odd because I'm totally ignorant on technicality or on the sonic aspect. But I listen to a lot of mainstream hip-hop, and listening to this, it still felt really over the top in terms of sonic, and just sonically. And it almost felt like they were trying too hard to match mainstream sound. And but the good thing is they have great lyrics and great interplay. And so in the future, I actually have higher hopes for these guys than I normally do because I've seen how they work together, you know. And I love that they work together really, really well. And so, I guess sonically the album does not work for me at all. I think it's too easy and it's too intense in its focus and consistent in its focus. But the wordplay, the chemistry, and all that basically makes this balances it out. So I give the album 2.5 out of 5.
Okay. Yeah, I went into this album familiar with, you know, 2.5 of the 4 artists or so, something like that. So I had some expectations, but not a lot. I hadn't actually thought of the Christian Slaughterhouse comparison until I was talking with Calvin, and he mentioned that he had come up with that, and I was like, no, you know what, that's actually pretty true. Like, there's a little bit of truth there. That's not to say they were intending that, or that's, you know, anything that they were trying to imitate or mimic. It's just what happens when you put 4 talented MCs onto an album. And some of them even seem to fit some of the similar niches that the Slaughterhouse members do. Overall, I think lyrically, these guys were at the top of their game. They were playing off of each other as well as they were playing off of their own words. They were pushing each other, I felt, to better and better writing as they went. Because you could tell that they wanted to be the best on each track, but they had to compete with the really talented guys. Sonically, it starts to sound a little bit too similar throughout the album, just as far as general pacing goes. That said, there's a lot of really good tracks here. If you're a fan of Cypher tracks and tracks that have lots and lots of artists on them, this is an album to check out. I'll say that for sure. As far as the score, I'm gonna give it a 3.5. It's definitely above average. It's definitely a good introduction to these artists. I don't think it's the best stuff that they've all put out. So that's an average of 3 for them.
Which still isn't too bad.
No, not at all. So 1 down, and now we're moving on to Rama Soul, which I'll go ahead and spoil it for everyone. Nick is excited about.
Oh, you ruined it.
I know, it's what I do. Nick is excited about Rama Soul because... Why, Nick? Why are you excited?
Oh, gee, I don't know. Let me think. Because it's actually good?
Because Nick liked it. Everybody, Nick liked an album.
Nick liked it. Oh, my gosh, seriously. I listened to this 3 times all the way through, actually, the first day I got it, or downloaded it. And the first thing that popped in my mind was Skrillex, Linkin Park, Lady of Rage, and Pro. Have you ever listened to Lady of Rage?
I haven't.
She's an old school MC. You know, like worked with Snoop and Dre, you know, on the prompt.
Oh, stuff. Okay.
And but if he sounds exactly like her.
Really?
Like, and that's a compliment, because I love Lady of Rage. Like, ooh, sorry, don't get me started on Lady of Rage.
I won't.
But you basically... but you basically throw these four components into a blender, and you have Rama Soul, and I'm still not doing it justice because it actually sounds really. Can I say kick ass? Yeah, it sounds kick ass.
Apparently, you can.
Well, I mean, certainly physically capable of saying it.
Well, we'll find out tomorrow if Calvin censors you. I really hope he puts in a big bleed.
Most tracks on this album, like, are really solid at worst, which is really absurdly unnecessary. I've never had to say that before.
I've never heard you say that about an album, as a matter of fact.
Eminem, there's a couple Eminem albums that I
okay. But I've never heard you say it in a review. How's that?
Oh, there we go.
Even in Bad Meets Evil, which we all know is one of your favorite albums and probably your top album from last year. Even then, you weren't willing to say that.
Yeah. Man. So what are your thoughts, James? How much did you love this?
I really liked it. I put the album on. I didn't actually end up getting it until yesterday. So I've been listening to it nonstop as much as possible, which has been a really good way to take it in, actually. And I'll just go ahead and be honest. Any album that starts off with a feature from Thizzle is gonna get an extra point in my book. I love Thizzle's voice. He's got that deep, grimy, just heavy voice for hip hop and rap. I love his music. And the whole album just kept kicking all the way through. It kept throwing things my way that I was not expecting. I had no idea what this group was going into it. I did not expect electric guitars everywhere. I thought it was gonna... I was honestly expecting something akin to Group One Crew, which some of our listeners may remember. I don't even know if they're still doing stuff. They might be. But they were sort of like a pop hip-hop group that had a similar, you know, band chemistry of two guys and a girl, all rapping and singing. And so I was like, oh, like, this is like two guys and a girl. It'll probably sound like Group One Crew. But it turns out that this is actually way better.
Well, it's actually produced by, I think it's Andy Anderson who produced Group One Crew, Heavy Mac.
Oh, really?
Yep.
That's really funny. Well, this is better, so I'm glad he's gotten better.
Yeah.
And that's not to say that I thought Group One Crew was bad, particularly. I enjoyed them and listened to them in my time. But
yeah.
As I grew more entrenched in hip-hop, I moved away from that more poppy sound. But I really enjoyed this album. I actually think Red and War are my two top tracks from this one.
Yeah, same for me. I dug those, and there's another. I'm actually listening to them, trying to find them
all. I can see that. It tells me what
Breakout,
you're listening to.
That's it, Breakout. It starts off like Marshall Mathers.
Oh, okay.
Marshall Mathers, I'll be like that guitar strum.
Oh,
and it just
okay.
goes off.
Yeah.
I dug that track quite a bit. All right, so we praised the album far more than we should ever praise a physical object. So... what is your least favorite track on this album?
Okay, I actually have a criticism that isn't a specific track, so I'm gonna reject your question and substitute my own.
You are not allowed to reject my predestined question, James.
my critique with this album is actually that because there's so much going on throughout it, sometimes I have trouble focusing. So I was listening to it, and I was kind of like, I don't know what to pay attention to. I don't know if I should be caring the most about the instrumentation or the style or the lyrics or what. And I almost started to feel like I was getting lost in it all because it was so complex and so much is happening. And maybe that's just because I haven't listened to this style of music recently or something. But something about it just left me feeling like someone was shooting me in the face with a super soaker. It was a really good super soaker and it was a hot day. But I was still getting shot in the face some of the time. And that was a terrible analogy, and you should never let me come up with analogies again. But that's what
me, that's still getting quoted out of context later on.
But that's what I came up with.
Yeah.
So what didn't you like about the album? Because you are our critic between us. Like, even though I'm a music critic, you are the guy who criticizes everything, and all I've heard you say is good stuff.
A couple of the tracks are a little, for lack of a better word, kind of schmaltzy lyrically and technically. Like, Not Forgotten in Moment in Time kind of struck me as a little overly sentimental, and I wasn't too blown away by those.
Okay.
And the second half of the album, like, I'll agree with you, it's It's so complex. There's so much going on. The second half of the album just almost feels like you're watching a Michael Bay film, a really good Michael Bay film, like The Island, not like, you know, Transformers.
I love The Island.
And but it's you know, it's this, you would argue that the first half of that movie is really good sci-fi. The second half of that movie is really good chase,
yeah,
action.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
And so they're two completely different things. But the focus completely changes, and it's a Michael Bay film, so it's absurdly chaotic. And so I would actually argue the exact same thing here. The second half of the album doesn't lose focus because it still maintains that intensity. It just shifts it into more reflective. What? There was probably a really good word, and I just totally lost it. That's really bad for a screenwriter. I totally lost a good. Anyway, second half of the album feels a little more toned down.
Yeah.
It didn't keep up that intensity of the opening, you know, Red, No Walking with Danger, War, all those, you know, awesome tracks. And so that'd be my only real critique. There's no real bad songs, just there's a couple songs that don't match the quality of the other songs.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and wrap this one up, because we're starting to run out of time for our double review here. So I'll go ahead and do my little synopsis and then give my rating, and then we'll see what you give it, because I'm really curious to see what you're going to give this one.
Me too.
Ram of Soul came out with this album, Red, earlier this week, in case you guys hadn't heard. And it's really good, in case you hadn't heard. It's got some great features, only a few of them, but they're all really good. I enjoyed the album pretty much from beginning to end. Sometimes it gets a little too complex for its own good. It ends up just a little bit too much for me. It just starts to feel chaotic, and I'm wondering how controlled it was. That said, this is still one of the better releases that I've heard this year, and it's certainly one of the few that combines so many different styles into something that I can listen to and not feel like it's all the time scattered. This felt like they knew how to do each genre that they attempted to tackle well, even if sometimes they combine them in ways that I felt was counterproductive. Overall, I really enjoyed the album. I plan on listening to it a lot more, which I can't say for everything that I've reviewed. And I'm going to give it a 4. 4 out of 5. And you, Nick?
I wish I had a handlebar mustache I could twiddle like Snidely Whiplash right now.
You do know we're on the radio. You can pretend and we won't know.
Oh, yes. Twitch.
Yep, that sounded like a handlebar mustache.
I'd look good in a handlebar mustache. Don't hate.
I wasn't hating. You would.
Oh, I wouldn't.
Your review.
Yeah, the album is. I've never heard dubstep used in a hip hop album to this quality. Like, I agree with you. It's chaotic. It's almost visceral. The lyrics are intense. It sounds nice to listen to, and actually got me pumped up. Like, I actually have a decent bass system going, and I actually looked up and saw a couple shot glasses rattling, which was really, really cool. So just overall, I think if you like more aggressive, you like intense tempo, you like a blend is a better way. It's not a smorgasbord. It's a blend of different genres. You have, you know, the Linkin Park. You have Skrillex in a way. You have all this stuff. And in the hands of a lesser group, it would be incredibly scattered and it would be almost schizophrenic. Here, they managed to tie everything up really well and give it their own voice. And so for me, you know, couple tracks notwithstanding and the little less intensity on the back of the album, I would give this a 4 out of 5.
All right. So that comes out to a solid 4, which is definitely well above average.
For us, at least.
I think in general, but definitely for us. And I'm pretty sure Ram of Soul is going to listen to this, so we should probably say hi to them.
Hi, Ram of Soul. Way to go, guys.
Since they retweeted me when I said that we were going to review this. So, Ram of Soul, if you're listening, we really did enjoy your album.
You guys can't see it, but I'm actually waving. Like, can you hear that? Can you hear me waving?
No.
Okay, cool. They can hear it. Cool.
Ram of Soul, I'm sorry Nick is the way he is. But we love him anyway.
Do not apologize for your loved ones. You let them speak on their own.
Oh.
Yes, he lost focus.
One of these weeks, I'm going to learn how to keep focus. And then at the end of the review, I will look squarely into my monitor where you are not, and I will say "like a boss," and you will twitch in convulsions.
I'm already. I hate that. Oh.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody. This has been
you're gonna get it.
This has been
tonight, Mister.
This has been double dual impressions or something like that.